You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Sunday, the 19th of January, the Church marks the 100th World Day for Migrants and Refugees. In his message to mark this occasion, Pope Francis urged countries to welcome and respect migrants and refugees and not to treat them as pawns on the chessboard of humanity. In a world in which there are some 200 million migrants, 44 million of whom are refugees and internally displaced people, the Pope said, "They are children, women and men who leave or who are forced to leave their homes for various reasons, who share a legitimate desire for knowing and having, but above all, for being more." He also repeats his condemnation of slave labour and trafficking and develops his criticism of what he calls a throwaway culture, reiterating there must be a change in attitude on the part of host countries. I spoke to Jesuit Father Peter Balaise, International Director of the Rome-based Jesuit Refugee Service, about the Pope's message, about how we can transform what is largely perceived as a problematic issue into a richness for us all, and about the significance today of this annual occurrence marked by the Church.
I think because the Church is also a migrant church. Many people, many Christians are also on the move, but not just Christians. The Church has accompanied migrants from Europe when they moved to the United States. I just recall that 200 years ago, the Jesuits, after being reinstallated, worked a lot in the United States, set up schools, universities in many places where the settlers were moving. Our history is full of migration. So it's right that the Church makes that the point to recall that. And of course, in our day, in our particular concern these days is not just the large number of migrants, but for us as Jesuit Refugee Service, it's the refugees who make up, out of the 200 million, what one counts more or less, people on the move outside their home country. We have now 44 million refugees and internally displaced people, forcibly displaced people. You need to make a difference, migrants. Yes, there are reasons, and reasons which also force them, but in a way it's also their choice. But for refugees, they have no other choice than to run because they need protection. And that number of refugees has gone up significantly in 2013 and has reached around 15 million and plus refugees outside their home country and 28 million inside their country. So even more than just to commemorate 100 years of a day which the Church established, it is even more significant now these days with such a large number of refugees. And I guess it's also an interesting thing to recall that 100 years Migration Day, I think the World Refugee Day, which is every year in June, you know, the day to commemorate this by the UN, by the UNHCR, the High Commissioner for Refugees, might probably not be so old like the 100 years of the Migration Day, the Church. So again, the Church, in that area at least, is quite, in a certain way, ahead of its time, or was ahead of its time, taking the migration issue very seriously already 100 years ago.
Also because, as Pope Francis has pointed out even recently, Jesus himself was a migrant.
Yes, of course, they had to leave as a child, as the Gospel says, and also preached some days ago on the passage, and Herodias put John into prison and then executed him, and Jesus returned to Galilee, I guess. His return to Galilee from Judea, from the Jordan land, was also because he needed protection or to be in a safer place. Just as the refugees have to do, if it's dangerous, there's a despot, a tyrant, people move to be where they are safer.
Since the very beginning of Pope Francis' pontificate, he has expressed a particular attention towards refugees and migrants. His visit to Lampedusa was very poignant. His visit to the Astalli Center in Rome was also very significant. How do you think this has changed the attitude of people on the street towards this reality?
I think it definitely has helped to draw attention to the issue in a positive way. He's not talking as a politician who has to defend borders and keep the laws and everything and political opinions, but he talks from the faith perspective of a person who is concerned for people in need. And that brings the whole issue to the attention and in a different way. They're not seen as in a political way, but as our brothers and sisters who are in need, who need our support, and that's what he tries to give also, and to support and encourage the church in that. And that has definitely helped everyone who works with refugees, including the High Commissioner of the UNHCR, who met recently the Pope, because as a world leader, he gives attention to a group which many politicians rather don't give attention.
Now, we're here today especially to comment on the Pope's message for this World Day.
The message is wonderful. It contains all the main aspects and so on. Probably what will be very interesting when the Pope delivers this message, the moments when he moves away from the text and the few sentences he inserts are then the key messages he wants to say now at the present situation where he's so concerned about Syria, the Central African Republic, South Sudan.
What about the title? The title is interesting, yes. Towards a Better World.
It's an interesting title because it puts the issue of migrants and refugees in a positive context. Because normally migrants and refugees are seen in a context of a world which is not in a good shape, or which is even getting worse, and we have indications like the Syria conflict. But seeing in the drama of the difficulties of the world, which produces forced migrants, forcibly displaced people, refugees, still to see it can be something for a better world. And what are the elements for a better world? I think the very first element is the people themselves who suffer so much on the wars, they want peace. They're the agents of peace. They want peace. Migrants, particularly refugees who have given up or have had to give up their homes, they want to build up a new life. They're a very great asset for any society and economy because they want to build up life, have a family, live in peace. So that is towards a better world. It's also helping the world is mixing more and more. That's a process. We cannot stop that. We can only guide it in a constructive way. And the world is better if people learn, which is not always easy, to live together, to understand the cultural diversity, the richness of the different cultures, I guess. The world is moving towards that. So having migrants and refugees who have the courage, who also the need to go to another country, are builders of this new world. And then, of course, the way countries, the way Europe, the way other countries reach out generously with an open heart to their brothers and sisters in need is definitely a contribution to a better world. So in the whole drama of refugees in particular, there are a lot of elements which help us to move towards a better world.
Thank you very much, Father Bellis. Is there anything you'd like to say other than that?
Yeah, we as Jesuit Refugee Service, we have a very special focus on education because we are convinced that education, to equip people, refugees with education, is a key for the future, for hope. It's the spiritual dimension. It gives hope, but it equips people with the skills to build up again their own lives. It is very interesting, we, in many places, be it urban refugees, be it refugees in camps, be it in Asia, be it in Africa, refugees want to learn English and computer. We have a lot of these activities. We did recently an analysis, what kind of courses are we running? It's a lot of these types. Why? And we're thinking about it, because these are the global languages now. You need to know English and you can communicate with many people. If you know some other computer, of course, you can communicate with all was. That's why people want to learn it. And if people learn, have some common language, communication, I guess, then they connect more. And the desire of young people in Afghanistan and in very remote places is to connect with the rest of the world. And we have started on that line to have the online university in refugee camps now in three places. Actually, we have already started to expand it beyond Malawi, Kenya and Jordan, also to Afghanistan and Myanmar and Thailand. And soon we start also in Chad to do something.
Thanks there to Jesuit Father Peter Belais, International Director of the Rome-based Jesuit Refugee Service.